it in a crock pot. Low and slow. There's got to be control.
That's my music intro joke for the half hour, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If it is Tuesday and in the 2:30 half hour, you're going to be hearing me and Chef Adam Pavlak, owner and operator of Egg and Flour in the View of the Bay, Bayview in the Milwaukee area. Chef Adam and I breaking down with producer Jess today obstacles to cooking at home and workarounds. Folks, if you have obstacles you'd like to hear some ideas on, or you have workarounds of your own, 855-752-4842. Adam, we've got one of our regular callers, Mark from Prairie du Sac, that has, he's done some switching up of the cooking tools of late and says he actually enjoys doing dishes. Mark, say hello to Adam. What is your workaround for good cooking at home?
Well, good cooking. I just switched over to carbon steel pans and for my sautéing and frying, and they turn out, they're practically nonstick. They're almost equal to the nonstick pans I have, and with some of the concerns about the PFAS and the nonstick, you know, maybe that's the way to go. And you know, my mom got me cooking quite young. I mean, and there's a. I was getting to the season. I'll throw a couple of ham shanks and bones in a crock pot along with a cup of beans and some water and maybe a whole onion. And a few hours later, it'll be bean soup. It's you know, cooking isn't that tough. You just can't be intimidated by it and just go to it. I mean, my mom taught me young, and then I've liked to cook my entire life.
Thanks so much, Mark, for listening and calling in. Adam, do you have a preference on pans that sort of make it easier for the home cook? Some advice on that point.
I will say my number one pan for the home cook is the cast iron. You can do so much in there, and when it comes down to it, for cleaning, let's say you only use water on your cast iron. If for some reason it's not coming up or you can't get it, you put like an inch or two of water in there, put it on the stove, boil it away. It should be able to pour right off and you wipe it out. So cast iron is great. And then having a really nice, thick pot for, you know, everything from boiling water to making that soup to making that long, you know, 8-hour bolognese if you're going to get adventurous with that. But, you know, thicker the pan, the more it distributes the heat evenly and the less chances of scorching your food.
Yeah, you said the thicker the pan, the higher the odds that it's going to cook your food evenly and not scorch it. That is so important. And people can spend a gosh near fortune on pans. As it turns out, you don't have to empty your entire pocketbook to get a decent pan. I like a big, wide pot when I'm doing soups because I like more of the heat distributed. So it doesn't have to move up so much height to get the entire soup going.
Definitely.
Those are my favorite. The wide dogs are what I like for the soup.
Even like the Dutch ovens are really good, you know?
Yes.
Where it's just like really thick. It's usually an oval, and it's not tall enough where when you do use that stick blender, you're not worried about getting the whole thing stuck in there.
Yes. And you also mentioned those cast iron pans. I think if there's one thing that if you're a college student or you're just starting out or you haven't been a big cook, go get yourself a decent cast iron pan because the cleaning is so easy. I don't think I've had so. Do not put your cast iron pan in soapy water. Don't do that. It's not good. Don't do that.
No dishwasher. It's just because it soaks up that. You know, that's why. You know, it'll take on whatever you put into it. But after, you know, you boil that water, like we were saying, or you clean your cast iron, put a little bit of oil on a paper towel, rub it on there, and it'll be re-seasoned and good to go.
You heard that. It's from Chef Adam Pavlak, owner and operator of Egg and Flour. We're talking today, and if we don't get to hosting hacks, folks, don't worry. Adam will be back next week, Tuesday at 2:30. He'll be with me every Tuesday at 2:30 talking about cooking and food and restaurants and all these things that we here in Wisconsin, it's just, pardon the pun, baked into our culture, if you will. Thank you, Jess, for laughing at my puns. I'm big on the puns. We've got another caller, Adam. Karina from Milwaukee, you have a comment on cooking. And Adam, I just accidentally dropped you. Please give us a call back. We'll get you back on. Karina, what were your comments this afternoon?
No, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Great.
You didn't drop me.
Go ahead.
I don't think you did.
Go ahead, Karina.
Hi. So very quick, there is such a thing in my family. We called it lazy lasagna. So you basically take the, you know, beef ground. You have to boil the pasta. And the best way is to have that pasta would have like a spiral thing on it. So you boil the pasta. You have a fresh ground beef. You just mix all that together in the pan and add red tomato sauce and the cheese you like and swirl it again and just put it in the oven. Gonna have a lazy.
I love it, Karina. It's listen, you don't need to buy Hamburger Helper, do you, Adam? Because you basically have all those things probably in your pantry, a little noodle or starch and your ground beef and off you go, right?
Yes, and your seasonings.
Absolutely. Folks, this is Adam Pavlak. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're talking about how to get around obstacles to home cooking. Adam, we're coming up on the end of our time together for this Tuesday. You can find Adam and I every Tuesday at 2:30 in this special segment we call Yes, Chef. As we run out of time this afternoon, Adam, what are your last one or two tips for folks struggling to cook at home?
All right, so what I would say is cook in bulk, you know, and worry about, you know, getting multiple meals out of one-time cooking so that you're cooking less amount of time, but you're getting more meals out of it. And then what I would say, too, is don't be scared of getting fresh ingredients in there, like fresh herbs, fresh produce, and a little bit of acidity. So always have lemon, limes, oranges available, little squeezes of that juice onto your protein or your vegetables, and adding some fresh herbs into the mix will always make your food taste better, and it's inexpensive at the grocery store.
Cook in bulk, don't be afraid of fresh herbs, and don't forget the acid. Thank you so much, Chef Adam. He'll be back next week. I think we've got our topic sorted out. We'll talk about hosting hacks next week with Chef Adam. You have a great week, sir. Folks, when we come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show, it is time at the 3 o'clock hour for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. We're going to talk about the fair share tax fight working up for 2025. Keep it locked here on the Civic Media Radio Network.